From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if the stars are closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
Whoa, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Southwest Little Rock-born percussionist and singer Joe Cribbs has taken his congas around the world. Along the way, he's recorded with members of R.E.M. and met Fidel Castro while in Cuba. Cribbs has worked with such influential Arkansas artists as Gun Bunnies, Jubilee Dive, Magic Crop Dusters, Jim Dickinson, and Cedell Davis.
You actually kind of have a role to play in your community, too. You got to be the community musician, you know? You got to play the weddings. You got to play the funerals. You got to play the birthdays. You got to play the bar mitzvahs. You got to play when people need music.
Everyone beneath the sun is dreaming dreams, scheming schemes, wanting what they haven't got, chasing golden bees. I'm like the rest, it's quite true. Sweetheart, I want something too.
One of Joe Cribbs' longer-lasting band affiliations was with Brave Combo, led by Texarkana native Carl Finch. Formed in 1979, Brave Combo's stock and trade has often been in the rarefied air of polka rock. Pulaski County native Cribbs officially joined as percussionist in 1992 and played through 1999, although he played with the band before and after. Brave Combo has recorded with Japanese Ando singing sensations, has such high-profile fans as Simpsons creator Matt Groening, but one of the band's strangest encounters must have been with the hippie-era falsetto singing and ukulele-playing sensation Tiny Tim.
People ask me about him a lot, and everyone says, oh, he was so strange to see on television or whatever. Was he really like that? And I always say the same thing. Yeah, that and more. I mean, TV could not capture the unique individual that Tiny Tim was. You know, it was not an act.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I am coming back to you, little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonnie eyes of blue.
Born in 1932, Tiny Tim burst onto the American consciousness in the late 1960s and briefly was a media curiosity. He appeared with Johnny Carson, Ed Sullivan, and on Laugh-In, and landed a record deal with Reprise Records. Tiny's remake of Tiptoe Through the Tulips became an unlikely rock chart hit. His marriage in December 1969 on TV's Tonight Show drew tens of millions of viewers and produced a daughter named Tulip. He performed before hundreds of thousands at the Isle of Wight Festival in 1970.
Surprisingly old-fashioned in a lot of ways. He was an old-fashioned guy, an old-fashioned romantic.
And now the purple dust of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. Now the little stars pine, always reminding me that we're apart.
He was a one-of-a-kind individual. He's a great artist and was a great educational resource. He knew more old songs than anyone, you know, a certain time period of music from the late 1800s through the mid 1900s, even to the late 1900s. He had memorized all of this material. In fact, at one time, held the Guinness Book of World Records of most songs sung from memory back to back. He was just an encyclopedia of this stuff.
The Tiny Tim with Brave Combo album, Girl, was released on Rounder Records in 1996. Several years passed during the recording of the release, Carl Finch explained, because they didn't want it to be written off as a novelty record. Tiny Tim and Brave Combo recorded such rock-era classics as Stairway to Heaven and Hey Jude, but also included more obvious older songs like Bye Bye Blackbird and Stardust.
He knew all of the people who had sung those songs originally and could imitate them. And would tell you, he would very much a documentarist in his own way. He would always want to tell you whatever he was about to sing, all he knew about it. This was recorded for so and, by so-and-so, like four, it's from this musical from this year, starring so and so. He'd tell you all about it. And I'll sing it like, you know, Rudy Valley.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Tiny Tim died November 30th, 1996, the same year Girl was released. Tiny died soon after collapsing on stage in Minneapolis. He had been performing his signature hit, Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
He could kind of psychedelic out a little bit and be a laugh in or do Tiptoe Through the Tulips or whatever, and it just seemed like it was from outer space and it fit right in. But at heart, he was an old romantic songster.
From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
Arkansas Songs is a production of FM 89 and Experiment Station Studios. For more information or to subscribe to the podcast, visit arkansongs.org.